when I moved to the Valley in 1995, the then conductor, Ralph Pierce, invited me to be a soloist with the group. They've been around. This is coming year. This is going to be their 27th year coming up this fall. So I started to guest conduct in 2000, and then in 2003 they named me their music director. So I've done all the concerts and programming for them now for almost a dozen years.
One of the really nice things to me about Soul River Brass is being in Arizona, there's this tradition of banding. You know, the mines all had bands.
Absolutely.
The forts had bands.
Yep. And that's, I think, a borrowed tradition from England, because they had the textile mills and of course, coal mines. And all of those organizations had brass bands that were performing. I think, you know, I joke on stage all the time, it's because it was better to have band in the afternoon than to let the tuba players wander down to the pub. But I think they went to the pub on the way to the rehearsal. I think that's the truth. So, but it is a nice tradition to be a part of here.
With you there, it's got to be coming better and better. But is it still a volunteer group?
It's still a volunteer group. All the musicians that perform in the band do so for free because they love to play. We do a 6-concert season that's in the Mesa Arts Center and a couple of different extra things.
Well, and you're involved in something coming up called Loud 3, which means there have been 2 more of these before.
Yep.
How long have you been involved in Loud?
This is our first year. The organizers were kind enough to ask us if we'd be willing to do this, and it lays, you know, in your community ensemble, you kind of have to be practical about programming, and we have our own show at the Mesa Arts Center, so it was just the week later over at the Tempe Historical Museum. So it was really convenient for us. We already have a whole show prepared. For us, it's a great chance to connect with a community of people that I don't think are ordinarily seeking out brass music inside, you know, at a place like the Mesa Arts Center. So hopefully we'll gain some new fans.
It's an exciting group, Classical Revolution, which had its beginnings in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And now Joey Gleisner here kind of got with those folks, and he said, how do I do this? And they just sort of set him free.
Yeah.
He's one of the most infectious guys.
Yeah, it's hard to say no to him.
But I think if anybody could, it would be a tuba player, though, but you couldn't.
Well, we speak the same clef since he's a bassoon player. So,
if folks didn't get there this past weekend in Mesa, mm-hmm. what will we be hearing in Tempe?
And it's a classical revolutionist who's putting it on, so we're sort of tongue-in-cheek going Americana, and we're going to do some very early Duke Ellington. We're going to do some Channel 1 Suite, so sort of music of Buddy Rich, Bill Reddy. We're going to do some of that music. We also have a wonderful portrait of music from New Orleans.
Very cool.
So that's going to be a lot of very fun music that's perfect for outside, and I know there's food trucks. I saw the venue. It's really a wonderful sort of an open atmosphere for a music festival and a fair. So I hope people come out, and they'll certainly be entertained and enjoy what they're hearing from the Salt River Brass.